Chatting right now is the winner of the BDO World Championships from this year, and that is Scott Mitchell. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm very well, actually. Yes, a nice, bright day. Good start. So, yeah, looking forward to having a chat with you.
Oh, well, it's great to have you on, Scott. What's this year been like for you now, winning that BDO World Championship? It must have been an absolute cracker of a year for you.
Amazing. The BDO tried to prepare you for it, but it's not, they can't. It's just for a humble farmer's kid like myself to go and win a world championship, it's been a kind of crazy year. But my aim was to get the trophy to as many people as I could get it to and get as many pictures with it in strange places. So we've had it up at John O'Groats next to the signpost and everything. So the championship trophy has done a bit of a tour.
What was it like for you, that moment when that winning dart went in? Because I watched it, and obviously you were very emotional on stage. How did it feel?
Well, to be honest, I promised to buy my dad a tractor with the prize money if I won it. So I was thinking, this is Dad's tractor here, right in my hand. You know, you've got to go and hit this double. And you convince yourself for about 2 hours of playing a man like Wolfie Adams that he's Mr. BDO. You convince yourself that you can actually beat him, but then when you actually do it, you can't believe you've done it. So that was the emotion at the end. But it's just been a fabulous year, just touring around and seeing everybody and meeting everybody with a trophy. I'd recommend it to anybody.
How long have you been playing darts yourself? What age did you start playing darts seriously?
Well, I mean, in this day and age, I mean, the kids are starting at sort of under 10 and 10 or 11. I didn't start till I was 17. And when I started, I thought darts was an old man's game. So I didn't really take it too seriously. I thought I could play football and do other things until I can't do that. And that's pretty much how it happened. I came back to it sort of at county level at about 30 years old. So probably been doing it now seriously for about 15 years. But never in my wildest dreams did I think it would take me where it has.
Yeah, what do you make with how the sport has changed, particularly over the last 10, 15 years? Because it really now is sort of the in thing to do for a night out, a day out.
Oh, it's great.
It's so popular and, it's just really taken off.
Well, the social side of darts is amazing anyway. I mean, whether you play for your local pub or your club, it's a good way for guys, for you to get together and meet up. But it's just like that, but now on TV with hundreds watching you in the crowd, enjoying themselves as much as you are. And there really is a real good feel-good factor about darts at the moment.
But it wasn't just darts for you, were you? You were a pretty good basketballer and footballer when you were younger.
Yeah, I was good. I used to play basketball, but I gave that up when I was about 18 and decided I wasn't quite tall enough at the time. But then I've had a growth spurt since then. I could probably have gone back to it. But and football. I used to play football at school with Jamie Redknapp. So, I could hold my own at football for a bit, but then I started to get the darts physique, which doesn't help for football.
Does that mean you went to Porchester?
No. I went to a school called Twynham.
Twynham?
Defensive school in Christchurch, yeah.
Oh, very, very, very nice, very nice. Because you live over in Brett.
It's an academy now. I probably wouldn't get in there nowadays, but it's an academy now.
Well, we're both Bournemouth lads, you see. So it's interesting hearing someone from Dorset as well and down there. You live over in Bransgore at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, just on the it's between Christchurch and Ringwood, just on the edge of the New Forest. Yeah, it's a fantastic place to live. I've got the beach sort of like 3 miles one way and the New Forest a mile the other. It's a perfect place to live.
It's not bad, is it, really? Almost as good as Yorkshire. Almost as good as Yorkshire. So how busy is the rest of the year for you? You've got the Windmill World Masters. What else have you got going on over the next few months?
Well, obviously, we're looking forward to the Windmill World Masters. It's lovely to come up to your neck of the woods, to be fair, and hopefully the city can embrace us again. We've got people coming from all over the world. Australia, New Zealand to come and play in Hull, so you know, it's one of the big ones for us every year. So we look forward to coming up to Hull. The rest of the year is sort of meeting a few more people and doing a few more appearances and trying to prepare myself to try and win the trophy back. But there'll be another few players that will obviously be wanting to wrench it from me.
Scott, have you ever played on a Yorkshire dartboard? Because we've got one that Wimmenau have very kindly sent us, and we've got it set up in the studio. Have you ever played on one?
I haven't, actually. It looks very difficult, so I don't like to demoralise myself.
It is, because there's no trebles.
Yeah, that's the only difference. There's no trebles. So it makes it a lot longer at the dartboard, I think, more than anything else.
It makes the counting easier as well, because you haven't got so many segments you need to know the numbers for.
That's very good.
That's true, but with us guys trying to play 501, at least if you've got trebles, you can fluke a few, but yeah, a game lasts forever.
Your mental arithmetic must be spectacularly good, Scott.
It is initially. You have to learn what each segment of the board does for you, because obviously the idea of the game is to get out on as few darts as possible. So, you know, when you have, say, 81 left, you know the easiest way to go is probably treble 15, double 18, rather than go for an 11 and a 20 and a bullseye or something, because obviously you can get out in two darts instead of three. So it's kind of, you learn what each segment does, and then you learn the combinations of them to keep your rhythm while you're throwing. It sounds a lot more complicated than it actually is, but I suppose it's one of those things, when you can actually do it, you kind of don't appreciate that you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. What's your double then, Scott? What's your preferred double?
To be honest, anyone that wins me a tournament is satisfied at the end. So, but I do like double top, it's my favourite, but I don't always hit it.
Scott, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you this morning. Good luck at the Winmar World Masters. We'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Lovely. Thanks for having me on, guys.